Today's Mishnah in Masechet Idiot is Mishnah Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. So what we've done over here in opening up the Masechet, we have some interesting things that, look, Shammai said one thing, Hillel said another thing, and now we talk about, and well, you know, we had the case where we got those simple people that quoted Shmaev Avtalion, and, you know, we learned from there, even as Rashi brings in the Gemara, that Le'olam, Lo yimna adam et atzmo mi beit hamidrash. Doesn't matter who you are. Never, ever stay away from the beit hamidrash. Look at this amazing story in which the Avot HaOlam, Shammai ve'Hillel, they were ignored because we had these two weavers that come from the localist neighborhood. So from Harlem, you got people and they're going to be docha the Avot HaOlam. Wow. So then the question is, why in the world the Loba Maskirin et Divrei Shammai ve'Hillel v'Avtalion? And what was the point? If in the end we don't paskin, not like Shammai, not like Hillel, and then they all agreed, once there was the edus of these people that came up, the Gardoim, we shouldn't have bothered mentioning it. Ah, but that's the whole point, is it not? L'lamed l'dorot abayim, shelo yehei adam omed al dvarav. A person should never be stubborn and insist on his vision of the truth. The greatest fathers of the world, which is a reference to Hillel and Shammai, they were similar to the Avos in Torah, and they had they were Megala the Midas. Very interesting that some learned this is Keneged Avram and Yitzchak, right? Because Hillel was very much the Avram character, and Shammai was very much the Midas Hadin character. That's why he's called Shammai. So they're like the Avot Olam. Very sweet. Anyway, but they were Noimed Al Divrayim. Now, guys, the way the Rambam works, this is so classic Rambam. It means exactly the opposite, says the Rambam. It means L'amed L'dorot Abaim. Future generations have to know. A person should not stand just because the Gedolim hold of something, because here the Gedolim themselves change their minds. It's amazing, Rambam, right? So don't be oimed on their Dvarim, because the Avot HaOlam themselves weren't oimed al Divrayim. Amazing. If you'd want to predict, like, and how would the Rambam deal with this Mishnah? It would be the exact opposite, right? Okay. Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. Now we got another question. So why would we be maskir the divrei hayachid bein hamerubim hoel ve'ein alacha according to the merubim, according to the yachid? So we have a general rule, yachid v'rabim alacha k'rabim, and yet we've got these mishnayos all over Shas in which we find that there's a machlokas, a yachid can not get a rabim, even though we're going to be paskening like the rabim. So is there like a reason why we do that? I mean, just to cancel his opinion? Ah, that's because im yireh beit din et divrei hayachid v'yismoch alav, if there's a beis din that they hold like that yachid, so then they could be semech on that yachid, even though it goes against the rabbin. Now here is a question how to read the next piece. If we're gores the shin, she'ein beitin yochol vatel divrei beitin chaveiro ad she'yeh gadol mimenu b'chokhma uvminyan. You cannot, a later beis din cannot paskin differently than another beis din before it, unless it's greater in both chokhma and in minyan. So, okay, question is, what does minyan mean? I mean, minyan, it's, every beis din is going to be the same. It's going to be a beis din of Shimon v'Yechad, no? So how could there be more or less? Okay, so there's a lot of discussion. The Rambam actually speaks out those words literally. And how, eich yu achronim gedolim b'minyan, hol v'chol beitin shel shivim v'yechad, asks the Rambam in these halachas of Mamrim, where a beis din is, are you allowed to be chaylik? And he answers, when it says b'minyan, it doesn't mean minyan of the dayanim. It's minyan chachmei hador sheiskimu v'kiblu hadavar shamru habezdin. So remember, this is the Rambam. This is the same approach that the Rambam has to the way that a Beis Din HaGadol is the expression of the entirety of the Chochmah that is available to Klal Yisrael at that time. This is what essentially made the Rambam paskin as well, that you can be reinstituting the smicha if you can get all of the Chachmei HaDor to agree. So then that represents essentially the entire Kabbalah of Yisrael at that time. Then they can give over the Rishos to the Beis Din or to the various Chachomim that they want to give smicha to. They can give smicha to. So that is very consistent with the Rambam's entire approach. And it's mamish a beautiful, beautiful approach. Mashenken, others learn Beminyan. The Ravid learns it means the number of years of experience that are in the Beis Din. So, I mean, if you got like a Beis Din of 80-year-olds, that's going to be more of a Chochmah in terms of the minion of years, even though maybe it's not considered to be God of a Chochmah. Okay, there's all types of approaches. But the question is how to read She'im Yir Beis Din, She'ein Beis Din Yochel Levatel. Now, this is a big question. The Ravid understands that it means like this. If a Beis Din that comes later on sees this Mishnah with its lashon of the Yochid, who says, they can be Seimech on this Shita, even against the Merubim. But if there wouldn't have been a Yochid at that time who was Chalek on the Merubim, then the Beis Din would not be able at a later date, She'ein Beis Din, since a Beis Din of a later date cannot say otherwise, we need to preserve the original Shita, which clearly was Choshev enough at the time that they listed it in the Mishnah and kept it in the Mishnah as a reference for what they did him later to give them an option to paskin like the Yochid. That's not considered to be paskining against the Beis Din. So the choice of the Merubin versus the Mu'atim, that is something that a later Beis Din can do. Now, this is the Ravid's approach, but the Rambam fundamentally disagrees in every way with this Ravid, because the Rambam explains there is no such halacha of paskening only like a previous Beis Din. That's ridiculous. Why would you have to pasken like a previous Beis Din? The din is that any Beis Din has a right to be derish whatever they want. It says, Ela shofet asher yeh bayamim ahem. Doesn't it say that beferish in the Torah? So that means you go to the shofet in your generation, and therefore, you're not chayev to look at another generation's Beis Din. And they have a right to paskin according to the way they are derish with the, as the Rambam says, if they were derish min amidah, shater nidreshes behem, and it's near lehem such and such, vedonu din, and it comes along on a Beis Din achareim, and they saw it differently, kifima shanira, nira lo tamacher, listorat adin, hareza soter, vedan kemo shanira lehem. They don't have to listen to a prior Beis Din. Where did that come from? What does it mean when it says, Ein Beis Din Yochel Levatel? That means when it comes to din, not to din, when it comes to minhagim or gezeirais, where over there all of Klal Yisrael has accepted this gezeira, where all of Klal Yisrael has this minhag that we're going to do it this way, and a Beis Din wants to be mevatel, that they can't be mevatel unless they are gadol than the Beis Din that had originally made that gezeirah. It's a totally different thing. And therefore, you cannot use the word she'ein Beis Din yochol because it's irrelevant to the discussion in the Mishnah. And it would have to be ve'ein, a different din, or without anything. Ein Beis Din yochol levatel divrei Beis Din chaveru when it comes to takonais and minhagim. That's how the Rambam learns the next piece that is disconnected from the original piece. And therefore, the Rambam and the Ravid literally are opposite extremes of how to read the Mishnah and how to understand the Mishnah. It has to be both. Both in Chochmah and Beminyan. It doesn't mean, as you otherwise you might think, Gadol b'Chochmah o Beminyan, because remember that the Vav is often used in a Mishnah and or. So when I'm not, therefore, we have to repeat. If it's one or the other, it is absolutely not acceptable. Okay, beautiful. Wow. Important sugyas about the whole nature of the Mesiras HaTorah, and of course, that's what we expect to discover in Masechet Idiot.